Hi, it's Mackenzie, and this is the Mill Spouse Brief. Happy Monday. I know it's different than Friday, but I think I'm going to switch over to doing a Monday podcast instead of a Friday, but it's kind of going to kind of play by ear, and we're going to see what happens. I just feel like Monday will be better for my schedule and kind of a fun, like, start the week. I think because I love Monday so much, I feel like it would be perfect to start the week by listening to a podcast and kind of airing it, and so I'm going to try it out and see how it goes. Some updates. I found out my ship date, so I leave April 15th to report to OCS on April 17th. So I'm really excited about that. I cannot believe I finally have a date. So now I'm really kind of buckling down to start preparing. Our house update, we put another offer on a different house because we haven't gotten, like, all of our offers so far haven't been accepted. So we'll see what happens with this house. I just think, honestly, it's just been a really good experience to learn about it, and I just tell myself that if we're supposed to get a house, we will, and if we're not, we're not, you know? So I just tell myself that, and so we're just kind of waiting and hanging out, but our realtor is literally the best. I am so grateful for all the work that he's done for us. He, like, bugs the crap out of other realtors and really, like, tries to negotiate for us well, and so I'm just really grateful that we have him. Cade has his interview in a couple weeks for TRS, which is like the transition program that you have to take when you leave the Marine Corps, which I think is really great that they have that program, just because I can only imagine how hard it must be to, like, have this whole lifestyle and then just leave, you know? So I'm grateful that he has this program, and he thinks that he's going to take the education course of TRS, so that way he'll learn about the GI Bill and college and, you know, different things like that, and I think that will give him a better idea about what he wants to do. I've talked to a bunch of Navy people this last week, and I was told that I should find my orders out before I go to OCS, so hopefully we'll have a idea about that, so that if he wants to start applying to colleges wherever we live, he'll be able to do that, so we'll see how that goes. And then, as I've been thinking these last couple of weeks, trying to figure out what route I want to take the podcast in and what I want to do, as listeners, I really want to hear, like, do you like that it's just me for this season? Do you miss the guests? Do you want, like, a mix? What do you prefer? So you let me know what you enjoy listening to, or if there's any topics that we haven't covered. I'm really grateful when people reach out and are like, hey, can you do an episode about this topic, or have you talked about this before? So I hope you guys are enjoying it so far. And this week is, like, pretty much all about money and a lot of things I've learned in the last, like, 6 months about money that I think are really beneficial to know, and kind of building on from the 22 Rules to Live By episode. I did a couple little, like, money blurbs, and I had a lot of people message me about that, and so I really wanted to kind of expand on today's episode all about money. So without further ado, here is the episode all about money. All right, so we're going to talk about money today and all things money. So I'm going to start off with credit cards. There are, like, two main things I think are important to look at if you're getting a credit card, is going to be the yearly fee that you pay on it, and then what kind of reward system or what you're getting for having that credit card, whether it's cash back or it's points towards an airline or a hotel, or I know, like, Chase and Amex, they do, like, points you can apply to, like, anything in their kind of, like, categories. So definitely look at those two things. And then another thing to also pay attention to is what the interest rate is on the credit card and how much money you'll be paying if you aren't able to pay it off every month. So those are things that I think are really important to look at. Right now, I have an airline and a hotel credit card. And then Cade has a cash back from Navy Fed. And now that I got in, I'm like, well, I want to get away from using the airline and the hotel because, one, I won't be traveling as much, and they have a yearly fee. And so the yearly fee didn't really matter when I traveled so much because I was able to make up that money. But when I'm not traveling, I don't want to be paying $100 or $60, however much it is, every year if I'm not being able to, like, utilize that, if that makes sense. So it's something that I think I'm going to switch over and get added to Cade's, like, cash back one while I'm in the Navy. And then I've heard really good things about Chase Sapphire and the American Express Platinum or whatever the highest one is. I was told that they waived the $550 like sign up fee if you are military. So that's something to look into. And then my friend who has it, there are so many rewards and credits that they give you. It's like an Uber credit, a phone credit, hotel or airport lounges, free upgrades. Like there are so many with the Amex for sure. And I'm sure the Chase Sapphire. So definitely look into those things if that's something that you're interested in. And also knowing that there are a lot of military discounts when you have sign-up fees and things like that. With credit cards goes into like credit scores. And with us looking into buying a house, I have learned the importance of a credit score and how important it is to have a good credit score because it affects so much. Buying a car, getting approved for a credit card, buying a house, like they look and they run your credit. And so if you don't have a good credit score, you're paying so much more money, which is really frustrating because it's like, why? Like, why does your credit score have so much power? But it just does here in America. And so I think it's something to always be aware of. Credit Karma is really great. You're able to check your credit score. Navy Fed, you're able to check your credit score. And I think like even with my Chase ones, through the airline and hotel, I'm able to check my credit score. But it's really important to know. And then Credit Karma is really great because it will tell you like, hey, this is really affecting your score, or like this doesn't affect your score that much. So it's really important to kind of like see how and what causes it, if that makes sense. And I think it really affects it because it affects your loans. It affects how much money you're paying. Right now we have really good credit scores. So the interest that we have to pay on our house loan, if we end up getting it, will be a lot lower if we didn't have, or would be a lot higher, excuse me, if we had worse credit scores. So the higher your credit score is, the lower your interest rate is for a loan or for a credit card or, you know, different things like that. And so it is something to really pay attention about. There is a lot of advice and books out there on like how to build your credit score. A money kind of like group or person that I found is, it's called Her First 100K, and her name's Tori, and she created this company, and it's so helpful. There is so much I learned. She has a podcast, there's a Facebook group, like there are so many things that I have learned about it. And something that she said that can help your credit score is for your credit cards, you can go and request a increase in like your amount that you're able to spend. And that doesn't mean that you actually go and spend more money, but it creates a bigger percentage of how much you're using versus how much you have to use, because they want you to like keep it under, I think like 20% is what it is. And so if you ask for an increase and you don't use that increase, it helps your percentage of usage go down. And she said that's a really big tip that can help your credit score boost up. So that's something really good to know. I would totally recommend that you join her Facebook group. She on her website talks about the credit cards that she recommends. She has a great podcast. If you want added to the Facebook group, just let me know and I will add you to it because it's so helpful. So many women post questions and they're all so helpful, and it's a totally judgment-free zone. And I've learned a lot just reading comments. I haven't ever posted, but just reading and seeing like what people advice is, and hey, we do this, and hey, this works for us, really truly helps, and it just spreads the knowledge. She talks about investing a lot too, which is something that I'll talk a little bit later on. The next thing is kind of with the hotel, the credit cards and, you know, the airlines, is about kind of hotel and airline loyalty programs. So the one benefit of having an airline or a hotel credit card is that those points will go towards your loyalty and kind of your status with them. So the more you use them and the more money you spend, the more points you get. And a lot of them have like a point system. So it's like silver, gold, platinum, you know? And so the cool thing that I've learned is, one, if you have status at a hotel or an airline, you get free upgrades, you get free things, you know, that kind of stuff, which is really, really nice. But the thing I've learned is they have a really cool thing called a status match. So if you go on like an airline or a hotel and you say, hey, I have status with Marriott, but I want status with Hilton, you can go to Hilton and say, I have this status, what can I do to status match? So instead of having to work your whole way up again with Hilton, they'll say, okay, we'll give you gold for 3 months and you have to stay with us for 3 days, and then you can have gold the rest of the year. And if you continue to stay with us, we'll bump it up to platinum if you reach a certain number of points or nights type thing. Airlines do the same thing, which is really nice. It's something I'm looking into, and why I was like super trying to make sure I got my Southwest status this year was so that if I don't end up flying Southwest for the Navy, or if we end up going and living somewhere where there's not like a Southwest airport or, you know, something like that, I would be able to go to Delta or United or American and say, hey, this is my status with Southwest. I want to match it with your company. And then you don't have to work so hard. And so it's something that's really important if you do travel a lot. I know a lot of people that kind of bounce around airlines because it's like, oh, which one's the cheapest, which I totally get that. But my advice would be, in the long run, if you stick with an airline, it will be way better in the long run because you can get that status. You can get the free flights instead of just choosing whichever one has the cheapest flight then. So I would definitely recommend that you find an airline and you stick with them for an extended period of time, or at least open an account where you can hold all your points so that you can use them on the next time you fly with them. And status just really helps. These companies have people that fly and travel so much that they want to reward those people. And I obviously am grateful for that because I travel so much. But I know that when I stop traveling as much, I still want those same things and to keep that status, which is important. The next thing I want to talk about is a budget. So I have started doing a new budget, and we did it for October. I was going to do the money episode a couple weeks earlier, but I wanted to like see how all of October went with this new budget before I talked about it. And I really like it, you guys. So I can send it out. It's an Excel document that's already kind of created. And basically what it is Excel has obviously like the power to add and subtract different columns and rows. And so it's kind of already set up and done for you, so you don't have to do the math or like. So one side is what you project that you're going to spend in these different categories. So groceries, insurance, car payments, TV, Wi-Fi, like all that kind of stuff. And then you put what you actually paid. And then there's a column for the difference. So it's like, hey, this is the difference from what you estimated to what you actually spent. And then you're kind of able to see like, oh, we spent less than I thought on here. Or like, oh, wow, we spent way more on groceries than we planned to. And then there's also a column in it where you put your like projected paychecks and what you think you're gonna get, and then you're able to base it off that. And it's really helpful for me because sometimes I think that I'll be like, oh yeah, I didn't spend that much money, but then I'm like, oh well, what I budgeted for. A lot of people say that the best budgets are where you allocate like every dollar to something. So you say, okay, this dollar is going to here and this dollar is going to here. I think that's like, I haven't gotten to that point yet, but I want to be better about budgeting. So I'm trying to do kind of like a grayish period, like in the middle, where I allocate most of my money, but there is still a little bit of wiggle room and like the rest goes to savings. And it's been great so far. I'm really excited to do it for November. And I like being able to see kind of like, oh, this is what we projected, this is what happened. And then you're able to adjust like from month to month. And it's been really helpful. With that, another thing is you're able to kind of pinpoint what you do spend and what you think you're going to spend. So I'm able to be like, well, this is what the bill is, so I shouldn't be spending more than this bill, or, you know, that kind of thing. It also helped me take a look at like all of our subscriptions, and I'm like, oh my goodness, I think we should like apply for every single streaming service like on this earth. Like, do we really need all of them? And oh wait, I forgot that I was paying for that subscription on my phone and Apple. You can like, if you have an Apple phone of an iPhone, you can look on like your, it's in settings and like your iCloud, and you can look at all the subscriptions that you pay for. And you can be like, why am I still paying for that? And so that's something also to like look into. When you do pinpoint your expenses, you're able to be like, oh, I'm spending this much money. Which kind of makes me go into the grocery store prepping. I feel like groceries are really where we like, we do so good and then we do so bad. And I think it's kind of funny. Something that I've noticed is, one, if you go in with a list, very helpful. But truthfully, what really makes a difference is when I plan out our meals. So, for example, this week, these are what our meals are. So last night we had chicken thighs and gnocchi. Today is our meatless Monday, so we're doing a HelloFresh pasta. Tuesday I'm having lasagna. Wednesday is lasagna and like leftovers, so whatever lasagna is left and then any leftovers that are left in the fridge. Thursday we're having tacos. Friday we're having homemade pizza. Saturday we're having this like chowder. And Sunday we're having stuffed chicken. And so being able to list everything out helps me then when I go and make my grocery list. I talked about it, but the planners that Katie and I created are live. So if you want one, please let me know. We have a couple left. And if we need to put in another order, we can. If you're local to Camp Pendleton, we are doing a planner party the second week of December at my house. So if you are local and you want to come grab a planner and come and have a charcuterie night with us, let's do it. Just message me. I'll make a post today in case anybody's interested. And in the planner is literally a weekly grocery list and meal planning option. And it was something that Katie and I both felt like it really helped us, one, stick to like better foods, but then two, like the cost and what you're going to. Because then you can take that list and go right to the grocery store. Because when you make the list of like, hey, these are the things I need, you can go into your pantry and fridge first and be like, oh, I already have that. I don't need to buy another can of spaghetti sauce because I already have enough. So it's something that I feel like really strongly about that's helped me with our budget. And then you're able to kind of stick to your list. Not saying that you can never stray away at the grocery store, but having a list helps me go like, do I really need that? Could I get that next week? Is that necessary? Is that really going to like, am I going to use that? Or I'll be like, okay, I really want two of these things, but I'm going to get like, I'm going to choose between them. Just because I think groceries are really where they can add up. And leftovers is also another thing that I found that is really important. If I do one day a week of leftovers, there's a lot of food that I'm not throwing away instead. And we're actually eating it instead of being like, oh, well, I made a meal every night and now we have a ton of extra like little amounts of meals. So another thing I want to talk about is investing. It is something that I feel like is really new, but I'm really trying hard to learn about it. Her First 100K was an episode I listened to on a podcast that really helped me kind of want to. And then Kate has been really into it recently as well. I think he checks his Robinhood account every single day. And so it's really something that we're interested in learning more about. I have two IRAs. I have a Roth and I think a regular, like a traditional IRA. And so it's something that I'm really trying to learn more about. Another thing that I'm trying to learn about with being in and Cade getting out is the TSPs, which is your Thrift Savings Plan, which is basically the military 401k. So something I learned is there's two options. You can do a tax, like you can do it with the money before it's taxed, you can send it that way, or you can do it after the money is taxed. And it kind of just depends on what you want to do and how much you want to put in. Cade's Gunny was really big about it and sat down and talked to them and basically said that like, if you take the pay cut, like every month you lose a couple extra dollars. When you retire that amount, like you can literally be almost a millionaire. Like there is so much money that you can let sit in there if you do the correct percentages. I think it's something that they don't talk to a lot of the enlisted about early on. Like once you're at boot camp, you kind of just sign the papers and you set it up. And I feel like it's something that they should discuss a lot more. I don't know how it is for officers. So that's why I'm trying to learn about it so that if worst case scenario, I am given the paperwork to fill out, I know exactly what I want to put down. And so it's something that I'm really excited about. I've talked about it before, but I do a book club with my cousin. And we just finished last week yesterday actually, our book club. And we decided that we wanted to do like a money book. And so we are doing a book about money. And the title of the book is Get Good With Money by Tiffany Alashe. I think I'm butchering her last name, so I'm really sorry. But we're starting that this next week. And so I'll let you know. She talks about like 10 steps for getting good with money and kind of being, she talks, I think it's like being financially whole or something like that. So I'll let you know about that book. We just finished a Brené Brown book, and those books help you get your life right. They are so good about being like, hey, this is what you need to work on, or hey, this is something you struggle with. The book we just finished about was all about shame and learning that like you're not alone in life's challenges and struggles. So I would really suggest reading her books and doing it with someone that you can talk to, like, hey, what did you think about this? And this stood out to me. Me and Nicole had some really awesome conversations, and I'm really grateful that we had the opportunity to read that book and kind of talk about it together. So I also suggest that in her first 100K, she talks a lot about investing and how women can do it and women should, but it is really scary. And so it's something that I'm trying to like push myself to do more about, because I'm like, hey, this is something that's really going to help Kid and I in the long term. And specifically, if we can learn more about it while we're young, it's something that I think is really smart. So it's something that Kid and I have talked about that we want to make a goal for 2022 to really work on investing and learning more about it and figuring out what's best for us. Because I do think it's like crazy important to learn about. I'm hoping that the more I learn about it, the more I can share. If you have any really good investing tips, please let me know, because I think that it's something that can really truly help you financially down the long run, which is another reason we're looking at the house, because we want it to be like an investment property. We want to live in it while I'm in training and depending on where we go. But our goal would be for us to rent it out to other military families and be able to have that for a couple of years and then possibly sell it. So there's a lot of things kind of going on, but I'm just trying to learn more. I feel like knowledge is power. I say it a lot. And I truly believe that the more you know and the more that you're able to learn and talk to other people about, the better off you'll be. Okay, so to finish up, I'm going to talk about the high yield savings accounts and certificates. So Navy Fed, and I know a lot of other bank accounts do this, but you can put it into a high yield savings account, so you'll make a lot more money with your money sitting in that than just a regular savings account. The percentage is way higher. And then there's certificates. I only know specific about Navy Federal, but basically you're able to put a certain amount of money in, and then you pick like a term. So we did $3,000 for a year, and the money just sits there, and then you make, I think, like $150. And then there's one other thing kind of with certificates, but it's like a lot bigger. You can put like up to, I don't think they like cap it, but they have different amounts. So they'll say like 0 to 10,000, 10,000 to 20,000, you know, and then there's certain interest rates associated with them. And those change all the time. So it's really interesting. The advice they gave me was to not choose something for too long, because if you're locked in with like an 18 month certificate and it changes, but you're stuck kind of with that interest rate, versus if you did a 6 month or a year and it changes, you're able to get a better one come the next time. So I would definitely recommend going to your bank and talking to them. They were super helpful if you live here in Oceanside. We went to the one off the 78 and really, really helpful. Another thing I learned is they will print you free checks. If you ever need like a paper check to use for something, they'll print you some, which is very, very nice. Another thing that's really interesting that I have learned is timing the discounts and like sales for things. So a lot of times most major companies do sales around holidays or like big things. So Memorial Day sale, 4th of July sale, Labor Day sale, Black Friday, Christmas, you know, Martin Luther King, presidents, like those different things. A lot of big stores do sales around then. So if you're looking to buy furniture or appliances or like big things like that, if you wait till a specific sale or discount's happening, you save so much more money than just buying like a random Tuesday. So if you know that you're like, so for example, I knew I was moving out here and I knew I needed to buy a washer and dryer. We started looking and it was right around the 4th of July sale. And so normally it's like they have like a week or so or 2 weeks. And so I was able to like go in and be like, hey, this is what I'm looking at, and wait till kind of the cost went down for the sale. And then I was able to buy it. And then I just said, don't ship it until I come back in the store and tell you the day and address to ship it. And I bought that in June, end of June. And then I went back in September and I said, all right, I'm moving. This is my address. Can you please deliver it the second week of November? And they're like, yep, sounds good. And it was super easy like that. So that is the also cool thing is if you know that you have like some wiggle room, if you're buying a house, if you're building a house, if you're like, hey, we don't mind our washer and dryer right now, but we'd like to like invest in a new one, you can start looking and testing and seeing which ones you like and price matching stores. Like I went to Lowe's, Home Depot, Best Buy, and Best Buy ended up being the better one. Because they also allow you to open a credit card for them. So you have 12 to 24 months, depending on how much money you spend on the appliances, interest free. So I was able to like buy the washer and dryer, and I think it was like $1,200. And I was able to spend, I had like 12 months to pay it off. I think I paid it off in like four just because I was able to use the extra money that we had gotten to pay it off. But they give you time to pay off those big lump sums of money so that you can use the appliances but still pay on them and you don't have to kind of go in debt just to pay for appliances. And then another thing that I've learned is if you're online shopping and you put something in your cart, they a lot of time will send you a discount. They'll be like, hey, we see this in your cart. Here's 10% off or here's this or, you know, things like that. So I definitely try and do that if I know I'm in the market for something or shop around. My mom is the queen of shopping around and she has always taught me that you got to shop around because you never know what store is going to have a discount or what. I actually bought a computer this weekend and I shopped around a bunch and so I ended up buying it at Costco. Because I was able to get cash back on the credit card that we bought it on, and I was able to get cash back on, we have the executive membership at Costco, so you get 2% back on every purchase. So then I was able to get another, I think it was like $22 or I don't know, I forget, something like that, back, and then I get that money next, like, fall, I believe, whenever my like membership is up, they'll send you a check in the mail for like all the money you spent in the last year, which is really nice. So it's definitely something to like look into. I think it's really important to be aware. I think about when I was like 19 and living in my own apartment and I was like, I like literally did not budget. I just was like, well, I got money. We're good. You know, putting money in savings account. I'm not broke. I'm fed. Like, and it's like crazy to me because I'm like, I cannot believe I did that. And so I'm really grateful that I'm building these habits now because I know that they will help me in the long run. And I think there are so many resources out there for military people to be aware of. On the Wives page this week, there was a big conversation about how we don't get enough money and all these kinds of things. And then a lot of people were like, well, there's a lot of things we don't pay for, you know, and it was just a bunch of different opinions. And I don't know how you as a listener feel about it, but I think there are a lot of things that can help you be able to lessen that financial load and not feel like you are drowning or having to live paycheck to paycheck. And so there's a lot of things that I feel like have helped Kate and I that I'm really grateful for. Something I'm really grateful for the podcast is truly being able to learn so much to be able to share this knowledge with you guys. I realize like how blessed and grateful I am that I have the ability to have a podcast. And truthfully, I feel like I learn so much every single week by doing the podcast. So I'm grateful that you guys take the time to listen and to learn along with me. I hope you guys have a wonderful week and I will catch you guys next Monday.